Like I say, we've enjoyed the service thus far this morning. Just trust and pray that you'll pray for us for just a minute. If you want to read along with us, we're going to read some scripture out of the 51st Psalm. Psalm, the 51st chapter. Say we've enjoyed service this morning, Sunday school, and singing. Pretty familiar scripture, I know, this morning. It's what we feel like we got to read, so you just bear with us for a few minutes. We'll start with the first verse. It says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar." Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, 51st chapter of the book of Psalms. we said, very familiar scripture. A lot in this scripture, mostly about that of David and that of his sin. And he knew that his sin was that which separated between him and the Lord. And he made mention in several verses here, and he asked the Lord, first off, starting, he said, "Have mercy. Have mercy upon me." He said, "According to thy loving kindness and according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." David knew what it was, brethren, to know the peace that God had given him. He really did. That's not what I'm going to preach on this morning, and I want you to just bear with us for just a little bit today. We've got just a thought, and I try my best to get myself out of the way and try to deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The Bible says here, and David went on to say, and he said his sin was ever before him. He could not get rid of that, brethren, that he had done, not by himself. He had to have help. He most certainly did. But he come on down, and he makes mention, and he said about that of his presence. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." And I want to talk this morning, the Lord help us, for just a minute about lost joy. Lost joy. There's some things, brethren, that people, even in this life, brethren, have lost on down the journey. They most certainly have. There's things, brethren, that people, my friend, have put in front between them and the Lord, and it'll steal your joy. It most certainly will. It'll take joy, brethren, out of your life. And I'll be honest with you, whether you'll have it or whether you won't this morning, brethren, joy is what you need. Joy, they real joy. Brethren, there's something that, my friend, that we all need as children of God, and that's to remember the joy that we have in the Lord. Joy, my friend. He said here, and he said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." David lost something, brethren, that he had. He most certainly did. These things, you say, "Preacher, he wasn't saved." As we know it, I know he lived under a different time, my friend, but brethren, his sin completely stole his joy. My friend, it most certainly did. My friend, these people today, even in this hour, my friend, brethren, that's let something steal your joy. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, these things that we allow. They will see it in that of our Sunday school. My friend, brethren, about some things. My friend and brethren, people today have allowed, my friend, little things to steal their joy. My friend, they most certainly have. My friend, there's things that'll rob your joy. My friend, they most certainly are. There's, you might say, "Preacher, couldn't you preach on joy?" My friend, well, I'm going to try to. My friend, brethren, have you ever had joy? My friend, if you've had joy, then you know what it is. My friend, don't you? My friend, David, the Bible says here, my friend, he didn't want God to deal with him after his sins. thy friend nor after his iniquity. Brethren, he wanted them blotted out. My friend, he wanted them out of the way. My friend, I doubt that there's any of us, my friend, that wants God to deal with us, my friend, according to our sins, my friend, or according to our transgressions. My friend, we want the Lord to wash them. Brethren, we want the Lord to forgive us of them. My friend, and God is a forgiving God. My friend, brethren, but lost joy. My friend, lost joy, you'll not operate. My friend, very much for the Lord, when you lose your joy. My friend, when you lose your joy. My friend, David committed sin. My friend, we hear it all the time. People says, why, preacher, he was a man after God's own heart. He most certainly was. My friend, and David knowed, my friend, when the Lord finished with him. My friend, he knowed, thank God, that he had sinned. My friend, God sent him the message. Did he not? My friend, brethren, and in the midst of it all, my friend, he wanted the joy. My friend, restored. My friend, the joy. My friend, the real joy. My friend, I look around today. My friend, there ain't a lot of folks got joy. My friend, you know that. My friend, you say, preacher, people's happy on every side. My friend, you know a lot of people. Brethren, they have to put on a big front. My friend, to let people know, my friend, brethren, that they're just happy. My friend, I'm glad if you're really happy, you don't have to put on a front. My friend, if you've got real joy, you don't have to put on a front. My friend, brethren, it'll overflow. My friend, did you know that? My friend, it'll come out spite all. My friend, it most certainly will. My friend, I would to God this morning that people would deal according to their joy. What do you mean, preacher? My friend, brethren, a deal according to your joy. My friend, it's a joy. One writer says it's joy unspeakable. My friend, and full of glory. My friend, have you found it that way? My friend, brethren, there's so many things that goes on today. My friend, and I'll just be honest with you. My friend, brethren, people's looking to replace that joy. My friend, they most certainly are. They're looking in every avenue they can. Brethren, to replace that joy. My friend, the joy that used to bubble. My friend, yes, sir. You say, preacher, will it bubble? My friend, it'll spring up. My friend, what did that of the Lord tell the woman at the well? My friend, he said, you ask me a drink. He said, I'll give you a drink that you'll never thirst again. He said, it'll be just like a spring. My friend, a spring in the... My friend, there's springs in a lot of places. My friend, but brethren, you don't see them running much anymore. My friend, we went over. My friend, our boss's plan. My friend, place, this has been years ago. My friend, and after we had eaten, we had walked over. My friend, between the woods and a field over there. My friend, he said, there's a spring right up there. My friend, he said, you can't tell it right now, but he said, there's one up there. He said, matter of fact, let's just go up there. My friend, we walked up through there and we just looked. Friend, he didn't remember exactly where it was. Friend, he said, I'll tell you. Friend, I believe it's right in here. Friend, he got over there and he took his hands and he brushed some leaves back. Friend, and he dug just a little bit of dirt out. Friend, you know what happened? Here come that water. Friend, it was coming out as the ground was all mushy around her. Friend, but brethren, she flowed freely. Friend, before we left there, it was a running stream. Friend, listen to me. Friend, there's a lot of people got their joy dammed up. Friend, yes sir, everything. Friend, has just fell in on it. Friend, the leaves of the years. Friend, whatever. Friend, brethren's going on in your life. Friend, brethren, it'll stop it up. Yes, it will. Friend, you'll get to the place. Friend, that you'll lose your joy. Friend, yes, sir. I won't flow freely. Friend, you know why they call the Dead Sea? Friend, you know why they call it dead? Friend, it has no outlets. Friend, it does not branch off and go anywhere. Friend, everything in the world just dumps right into the Dead Sea. Friend, it's just stagnant. Friend, sitting there. Friend, no good for nothing. Friend, can't even fish in most of it. Friend, it's so thick. Friend, think about it. Friend, is that kind of life you want to be? Friend, is that what kind of joy that you've got this morning? You say, preacher, find us a different message. Friend, listen to me. Friend, David knowed what it was. Friend, for that joy to flow. Yes, he did. There was a day, my friend, that David wasn't afraid of the enemy. Friend, yes, sir. Friend, there was things that happened and come along in David's life. Friend, because of the sin that he committed. Yes, sir. They were things, my friend, that started. And very soon, my friend, when the sin had been revealed, my friend, of that of David, the Bible said that old Nathan come to his door. My friend, he told him a little, a riddle, my friend, about this man. My friend, this rich man and this poor man. My friend, and said a poor man had one little ewe lamb. My friend, said the rich man had plenty. My friend, yes sir. Yes sir, and there's a stranger come to visit. That of the rich man. My friend, and said that rich man sent his servant. I said, go down yonder to a poor man's house and get that one little ewe lamb. My friend, yes sir. And David's kindled, my friend, his fire, his anger. My friend, kindle love. He said, that man shall repay. My friend, or else die. My friend, listen. My friend, Nathan said, thou art the man. My friend, brethren, David knowed at that moment, my friend, that he, my friend, had nothing covered. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Lord knowed him. My friend, he knowed his heart. My friend, he knowed what he had done. my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend David prayed. The Bible said that he went in a chamber. My friend, and shut to the door. My friend, stretched himself out. My friend, and prayed. My friend, yes, sir. Prayed. My friend, and God told him, he said, well, my friend, he said, I've heard your prayer. My friend, and he said, you'll not die. My friend, but that child of Bathsheba's will. My friend, yes, sir. I said, your son's gonna die. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, just the beginning. My friend, brethren, of David's troubles. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm not here. My friend, to say you've done this or that. My friend, but I will tell you something. My friend, when people allow the things of this world, my friend, into their lives, my friend, it's just like stopping up that spring. My friend, the flow ceases. My friend, brethren, the joy, my friend, becomes, my friend, void and empty. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, it don't take me telling you, my friend, that that's what happened. My friend, brethren, this world's in trouble. My friend, brethren, it don't mean you got to be in trouble with it. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, God's always, my friend, look to his people. My friend, and he's always wished good for his people. My friend, what did Moses say unto his father-in-law? Yes, sir, his son, down there. He said, come go with us. My friend, has not the Lord spoken good things concerning Israel? My friend, can I tell you this morning? My friend, just come go with the church. My friend, the Lord has spoken good things. My friend, concerning the church, the mother church. My friend, he most certainly has. My friend, where's your joy? My friend, brother, has somebody stole your joy? My friend, has something stole your joy? My friend, brother, listen. My friend, you can't stop a good water hole. You know that. My friend, you can't stop a good spring. No, you can't. My friend, I've been around enough to know. My friend, these fair weather ponds, my friend, they'll dry up in a drought. Did you know that? My friend, brethren, but you find one that's fed by a spring. My friend, brethren, I'll tell you, I don't believe you can run them. Do you? My friend, just bubbles up. It might not be a gush. My friend, it might not be, my friend, like a flood coming out. My friend, but thank God she's still running. Yes, sir. Listen to me. My friend, there's some things, my friend, that me and you need to realize. My friend, whether you'll have it or not, you need some joy. My friend, yes, sir, you need joy in your life. My friend, and God, God's got plenty of it. My friend, he most certainly has. My friend, David found himself, my friend, having to go through some things. My friend, he never would have went through. My friend, had he not sinned. You say, preacher, it don't work that way today. My friend, well, if I was you, I wouldn't try it. My friend, no sirree, I wouldn't put it to test. My friend, brethren, hear me. My friend, listen to me. My friend, where's your joy? my friend, can I ask you a question? Where's your joy you once had? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have you lost some of it? My friend, have you? My friend, I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, I doubt that there's any of us. My friend, brethren, as close as we ought to be. My friend, between us and the Lord. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. My friend, why wouldn't you? My friend, we're living in one of the most lax times I've ever seen. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it's sad it take a week revival to get people revived. My friend, but that's about what it takes. My friend, yes, sir. That's about what it takes sometimes. My friend, but I want you to listen to me this morning. My friend, has something stole your joy? My friend, you don't hold my blessings. My friend, and you really can't cut me off. Just to be honest with you. My friend, but the Lord can. My friend, he can cut me and you both off. My friend, yes, sir. He most certainly can, but I'm going to say this. There are times, my friend, that I eat off of you. My friend, did you know that? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it might not be but a one-word testimony. My friend, yeah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I hate to say it, but I'm going to tell it. My friend, it's the truth. My friend, I've been in meeting, my friend, at times. My friend, I'd sit there and I'd say, well, I just ain't getting much out of this. My friend, Lord, ain't you got something for me? My friend, have you ever asked the Lord that? My friend, I'm not wanting to go to the house of God just saying, Lord, feed me, feed me, feed me. That ain't what I'm there for all the time. But I do like to feel him if he's around, don't you? Glory! Glory! My friend, why, preacher? That's where my joy, thank God, gets to bubbling. Yes, sir. My friend, you know what'll happen? It won't be long. Somebody will give just a word. My friend, just a word. My friend, brethren, and it passes by. My friend, you say, preacher, it don't take much for you, does it? My friend, no, it don't. My friend, I don't have to drink the whole river. My friend, I just want a little taste. Yes, sir. My friend, think about it this morning. My friend, joy. What about your joy? My friend, what about your joy? My friend, don't you think others, my friend, deserve to eat off your joy? My friend, why, preacher, I ain't never heard to be. My friend, brethren, they some things. My friend, you might think it's strange this morning, but brethren, the Bible says, my friend, when Mary went to visit Elizabeth, my friend, yes, sir, when she come into the presence of Elizabeth, Mary began to speak. My friend, and the babe leaped in her womb, in Elizabeth's womb. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, it's good sometimes that we just hear the voice. My friend, yes, sir, just hear the voice. My friend, I don't know about you this morning. My friend, I don't want nothing stealing my joy. My friend, I really don't. I don't want anything steal my joy. My friend, brethren, there's plenty. And there is. There's plenty. My friend, I have never seen such an unconcerned people. My friend, in my life. My friend, and I ain't talking about all together the world. My friend, no, sir. I'm talking about people, my friend, that testified. Hadn't I, friend, people that shouted? Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir, or they even felt like shouting? Hadn't I, friend, I seen a young man the other night. Hadn't I, friend, I believe he'd have shouted, my friend. Yes, sir. And I believe if he'd have shouted. Thank God. You say, preacher, why you feel? I don't know why I feel that way. Hadn't I, friend, but brethren, when I saw him, and I said, if he'd just shout, if he'd just shout, my friend, brethren, he'd experience some things. Glory! You say, preacher, he might not have been to that point. Might not have been. Hadn't I, friend, but brethren, it sure looked like it to me. It most certainly did. Hadn't I, friend, I don't know about you. Hadn't I, friend, but brethren, it's done my heart good just to see somebody. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, have joy. Hadn't I, friend, just overrun. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, wind up in that saucer. Hadn't I, friend, my granddaddy. Hadn't I, friend, he never did. Hadn't I, friend, I've watched him many a time. When I was a kid. Hadn't I, friend, he had done got a tremble in his hand. Hadn't I, friend, grandma would pour him some coffee. Hadn't I, friend, he'd have a saucer under that cup. Hadn't I, she'd pour it brimming full. Hadn't I, friend, and I'd sit there and think, well, now, don't you know he gonna lose part of that. Hadn't I, friend, brother, there's a reason that saucer was under. Glory! Glory to God! Hadn't I, friend, listen. Hadn't I, friend, I'd watch him drink everything out of that cup. Hadn't I, friend, and when he finished it, brethren, he'd grab that saucer. Hadn't I, friend, turn it up and drink it. Glory! Hallelujah! Hadn't I, friend, I like joy like that, wouldn't you? Hadn't I, friend, it just run over everywhere. Hadn't I, friend, and after a while, you pick up the saucer. Hadn't I, friend, and drink what's left in it. Glory! Glory! Hadn't I, friend, David had seen the day. Hadn't I, friend, when he slew Goliath. Hadn't I, friend, the Bible said that David come in the camp. Hadn't I, friend, everybody else had done went home. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, and here come David. Hadn't I, friend, and they were singing a song. Hadn't I, friend, Saul has killed his thousands. Hadn't I, friend, but David has killed his 10,000. Hadn't I, friend, and David was a singing and a dancing in the street. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Hadn't I, friend, and his wife, Micah. She said, you've shamed yourself. Yes, sir, spoke against him because his joy overflowed. Yes, sir. The Bible says, my friend, she became barren. My friend, yes, sir, from that day. Yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. Listen. My friend, where's your joy this morning? My friend, hadn't you got some joy? He said, I write unto you children that your joy might be full. Yes, sir. That your joy might be full. My friend, church. My friend, if there's any joy. My friend, about anything in this world. My friend, you ought to have some joy. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, it ought to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. My friend, for if you lose your joy, my friend, brethren, if you lose your joy, now you say, preacher, I've just started coming. My friend, you're going to cause me not to come back. My friend, well, I'll tell you one thing. My friend, joy ain't going to go with you. No, sir. My friend, joy won't go home with you. My friend, brother, it'll be left here. Yes, it will. You say, preacher, I can't have no joy at home. My friend, I didn't say that. My friend, brethren, where is your joy? My friend, where is your gladness? my friend, brother David knows where his joy come from. My friend, brother, he knows where his strength come from. My friend, in the days to come ahead for David. My friend, after he sinned, he went through some terrible things. My friend, yes, sir, with his own family. He most certainly did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because of his sin, the Lord told him. He said, because you have sinned, said you give great occasion for Israel to sin. My friend, you've left a great occasion that Israel might sin. My friend, yes, sir. But he said, this is what's coming. My friend, he said, you've done this thing secretly. He said, but I'm going to punish you openly. My friend, yes, sir, and he did. My friend said, they're going to come, they're going to gather your wives. My friend, and they're going to gather your goods. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know how people looks at things today. My friend, I doubt that it's any different than how they used to look. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, but I'm going to be honest. Just as honest as I know how to be with you this morning. My friend, where's your joy? My friend, yes, sir, where's your joy? Brethren, have you lost it? Brethren, has somebody stole it? My friend, you say, well, preacher, if things was a little better, my friend, around the house, I might have some joy. My friend, why don't you try having some joy and see if it don't get better? My friend, yes, sir, there's some things, my friend, that'll rub off. They most certainly are. You don't know this morning how. My friend, I really didn't want to preach this message. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, but I can't help what the Lord's given me today. My friend, I really can't. My friend, brother, ain't you got something different? My friend, I've got hundreds of things. My friend, right now, yes, I do. Might be part of my problem. My friend, I got too much. My friend, but thank God I'm going to eat on that much as I can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've told you. My friend, I like leftovers. My friend, brother, and some things I'll eat leftover. There's some things I wouldn't touch it. My friend, I just can't help it. I just can't touch it. My friend. Yes, sir. But there's some things, my friend, that it takes 2 or 3 days for all them ingredients to get mixed together. Yes, sir. Oh, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good that first time. My friend, but brethren, you let it get all mixed together. My friend, you let it, all them old ingredients. My friend, that you taste in there. My friend, they just get more flavorful. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. My friend, I don't know about you. My friend, but brethren, there's joy. My friend, joy will run like a stream. It'll run like a river. My friend, if you allow it, if you just allow it to. You say, preacher, everything can't be right. And everything can't be going your way. My friend, well, my friend, it probably ain't. My friend, the truth of the matter. My friend, most things go the opposite. Just to be honest with you, but I'm not going to let it steal my joy. My friend, no siree. My friend, I drank about a half of a Mountain Dew. My friend, for supper. My friend, I don't pour that other half out. My friend, no I don't. My friend, why don't you, preacher? Because before I go to bed, I'll drink other half. if the glass was half empty and I poured it out, I wouldn't have nothing to drink. No, sir. No, sir. Oh, my family. I look at it and I say, well, I got half to go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you're the silliest thing. My friend, let me tell you something. My friend, David had lost something. My friend, David had lost something he wanted to return. My friend, he wanted it to return to him. My friend, he said, restore. My friend, the joy of thy salvation. My friend, brethren, he didn't, he wasn't looking for nothing else. My friend, no, he wouldn't. He didn't ask for the Lord to restore this or that. My friend, he said, just restore the joy of thy salvation. My friend, and he said, just cleanse me. Wash me. Make me clean. My friend, and he said, for he said, then will my friend testify unto the sinners, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He needed some joy. My friend, to testify. My friend, ain't it good when you see people just hop up? My friend, just couldn't stand it no more. My friend, some of them couldn't say a word. Some of them say two or three words. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many times you ever heard a preacher say, I'm finished? My friend, I'm about to finish. My friend, hold on. I'm about to hush. I'm about to bring my march to an end. My friend, brethren, then they'll preach about an hour. My friend, after that. My friend, I know some of them, don't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They'll tell you they quit in about 10 times before they ever do. My friend, so don't get too nervous. My friend, when a preacher says he's about done. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I like it, thank God, when it comes. My friend, brethren, it comes and it keeps coming. My friend, and you don't know what to do, what's coming. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I'd like to preach in other places in the Bible this morning, but it ain't going to happen. My friend, it don't look like. My friend, these places I'd like to go. My friend, to bring out a few things about people's joy. My friend, and they're rejoicing. My friend, but brethren, it ain't gonna make it. I can tell you, my friend, right now. But brethren, the message ain't gonna change. My friend, have you lost your joy? My friend, have you lost your joy? Has somebody stole your joy? My friend, I'd hate to know that I've let somebody steal my joy. My friend, yes, sir, I'd hate to know that I let somebody steal my joy. Now you say, preacher, it means a lot to me what people think. Well, it does to me too. My friend, it most certainly does. My friend, me and preachers talking the other day. My friend, brethren, and there's been things. There's been things, my friend, that's got out. Now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know what? I ain't got the first phone call yet. My friend, no, sir. Not one of them's asked me. My friend, they've listened to somebody else. My friend, yes, sir. You know why? My friend, they was a runner over our old Cushy, I believe it was. My friend, he wanted to run. He was a runner. My friend, but he wanted to run. And he come to the captain over there. The captain said, what do you got? He said, what'd you see? Now, he couldn't tell him nothing. He said, there's something went on over there. My friend, I just got to run. My friend, he come to him again. My friend, yes, sir, come to him again. I believe he come to him the third time. My friend, he said, said, just run on. Help my friend, just run on. Help my friend. He did. Old Cushy just run on. And he got over there and he started to tell. And you know what? He didn't have nothing to tell. Help my friend. No, sir, had nothing. He just wanted to run. Help my friend. He said, you stand aside. Help my friend. Here come another runner. Help my friend. This other runner was in the midst of the battle. Help my friend. And he knowed what had went on. Help my friend. And he began to tell. Help my friend. Don't be one of them, my friend, that burns up the bridges. Help my friend. Just because you think you got to burn them. Help my friend. Have some joy. Have something to tell. Thank God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend. You want to run, just go find your track somewhere and run. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend. I've got a burning desire. There's a man told me the other night, and I don't know. Help my friend. He told me the other night. Help my friend. He said, I went up yonder to hear so-and-so preach. Help my friend. He said, that young preacher was going to preach. Help my friend. I said, that young preacher was going to preach. That young man. Help my friend. That's all he said. I don't know where he's talking about, who he's talking about. Help my friend. He said, you know, he said, we got down to pray, and he said, that young man prayed. Help my friend. Said, he prayed. Help my friend. Said, the truth of it is, he preached. Help my friend. In his prayer, he got up. The man asked him, come on. He said, I ain't got nothing. Glory to God. Help my friend. You listen to me. You say, preacher, what happened? He preached it out. Help my friend. That's what happened. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He preached it out. Help my friend. But oh, what a prayer. Help my friends. What the man said. He said, but oh, what a prayer. Help my friend, brethren. It might have been time for him to tell what was told. Help my friend, brethren. There's a lot of times we don't get to tell when we want to. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you ever get any joy? Help my friend. Just joy. Help my friend out of sitting down with that right there. Help my friend. You get to reading in it. Help my friend. Now, I'm this way sometimes. I'll get it and I'll get to reading. Help my friend. I don't know whether I'm getting anything or not. Help my friend. But you know what I do? I keep reading. Help my friend. I keep reading. It won't be long, my friend. They something. Help my friend. They something gets in there. It most certainly does. Next thing I know, I can't lay it down. Help my friend, brother. This done got me. Help my friend. And I'm running. Yes, sir, I'm running. Help my friend, brother. It ain't everything I run after that God gives me to preach. You know that. Help my friend. No, sir. No, sir. Help my friend. I told some of them. Help my friend. I've been working. I don't like to say that. I think I told some of y'all the other night. I've been working on something. Help my friend. What do you mean working? I don't know. I just say something got in a hold of me and I've been working on it. Help my friend. I ain't got it. I didn't have it all put together. I really didn't. Help my friend. I just kept working. I kept digging, kept looking. Help my friend. This been going on for months. Help my friend. Yes, sir. And I've done got all everything. Help my friend. Set in order. That might be the problem. Help my friend. But nonetheless, I got the goodies. Help my friend. Can I say that? Help my friend. I got the goodies. Brother Chris preached down yonder the other night. Help my friend. Friday night down there at New Hope. Help my friend. He preached a message and he run across something in his message. Help my friend. And he quoted it. Help my friend. And the Lord said, that's it. He said, that's the end of it. That's all you getting. Thank God. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Help my friend. You know what I said? Help out. Well, Lord, when am I going to preach on it? Yes, sir. When am I going to get to share this thing? And my friend, I don't know, folks, where I'll ever preach it. And my friend, I heard Walden Abernathy say, and my friend, Brother Walden, and my friend just about left here. And my friend died over on his floor of his house. And my friend, yes, sir, died. And my friend, they brought him back. And my friend, when they brought him back and his kids was all around, they said, "What'd you?" He said, "What'd you bring me back for?" And my friend, "What'd you bring me back for?" And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He didn't live too much longer after that, but he got pretty good. And my friend, he was able to go and do things he needed to be done. And my friend, one Wednesday night, this was after he'd already left here. And my friend, and he got to talking, my friend, about some things. And my friend, he said, "You know," he said, "I got to wondering," and my friend, "if the Lord was going to let me preach again." And my friend, he wasn't in shape to preach. And my friend, but brethren, that desire was still there. And my friend, and he said, "Tonight, this night," he said, "the Lord give me a message." Yes, sir. He said, "God give me a message." And my friend, brother, do you know that satisfied him? To my knowledge, he never did get to preaching. And my friend, but listen, listen, he had that desire. And my friend, I got news for you folks, and I can't help it. And my friend, I just can't help it. And my friend, they something got a hold of me. And my friend, brethren, they sure have. And my friend, they something got a hold of me. I don't know what. And my friend, but brethren, I just can't see things half empty no more. And my friend, I just can't see them half empty. No, sir. And my friend, I just can't see. You say, "Preacher, you done said." And my friend, brother, you ain't never seen a time like this. I ain't. And my friend, so people so unconcerned. And my friend, yes, sir, people that used to once, and my friend, warm and fill the house. And my friend, people, when they got there, my friend, they knowed what it meant. And my friend, to go to meeting. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, you know what it takes to have meeting. And my friend, it takes you. Yes, sir, and it takes your joy. And my friend, yes, it does. And my wife, preacher, I've been sad. I've heard people get up and tell some of the sobbiness, my friend, stories that you could tell. And my friend, but you know what? I didn't mind sitting through a sob story if it had a good end. Before they sat down there shouting, "Glory to God!" And my friend, we can all drown in our troubles. And my friend, we most certainly can. And my friend, I'd much rather have a little joy. And my friend, hadn't you? Preacher, it's so sad I can't find no joy. Well, there's something wrong. There's something wrong somewhere. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, brother, listen to me. And my friend, that publican that went down to the house to pray. And my friend, you mentioned it this morning. And my friend, I'll say this. Bruce brought out some wonderful things this morning, didn't he? And my friend, yes, sir, it done you good to hear them. And my friend, it most certainly would. But that publican went down to the house to pray. And my friend, you know what he found down there? He found a Pharisee. Yes, sir. That old Pharisee got over there praying. He said, "I thank God I ain't even like this publican." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give a Pharisee something to say anyway then. And my friend, the Bible says when that Pharisee finished that the publican prayed. And my friend, yes, sir, and that publican prayed. And my friend, and when he prayed, he said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, where do you think his joy come from? My friend, I believe he left the sanctuary with joy, don't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I know. I know this morning. My friend, that's going to be the message. Come get a verse of a song. My friend, listen. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. David knew what it was to have joy. I believe David knew what it was to walk with the Lord as much as he could in that day. I do. And he knew that it was joy to him when the Lord passed by. I believe it's joy to us when the Lord passed by. Ain't it? I believe it's in the book of Peter where it makes mention that he found it to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. I don't leave the impression this morning that every time you come to the house of God that you're going to sing and pray and preach the rafters off. It ain't gonna happen. You hear me? But whether we shout the rooftop off or whether we come in and there's just a good quiet spirit, you can still have joy. Joy. Bubbling up in your bones. Bubbling up in your bones. And I'm going to say this, that's yours. That's yours. Can't nobody steal that joy unless you allow them to. Can't nothing rob that joy unless you give in to it. A lot of folks has give in to a lot of things. I could say some things. There's some things that it's just unreal. It's just unreal. I believe there's some people of this world, my friend, that's got better morals than some so-called Christians. Some so-called preachers. I'll just put it where it belongs. Some. Brother, we got preachers that's preaching and teaching things, my friend, that word won't teach. Won't preach and it won't hold up. Hear me. I know where my joy is, don't you? I know where my joy is. Brethren, I'll grant you. Just as David, my friend, David knowed he had sinned. David knowed he had sinned. That of which David done and tried to cover it up, he knowed it was wrong to begin with. Preacher, how do you know that? Because Nathan said, "Thou art the man." Brother David didn't come back with nothing. Do you know that? He didn't come back with nothing. He wanted help, didn't he? He wanted mercy, didn't he?
Yeah.
He wanted God to forgive him, clean him, get rid of it. Why, preacher? His joy had left him. Amen. Brother, you seek after joy. You seek after peace. You seek after the Lord, my friend, and you see if you won't find it.
Amen.
He can be found. He can be found. Have you lost your joy? Has somebody stole your joy? Has something robbed your joy? Has it? preacher, I'll just ride along with the rest of them, and you'll have no joy. You'll have no joy. Let us stand. I don't know your heart.